Melinda Tankard-Reist is an author, speaker, commentator and advocate with a special interest in issues affecting women and girls. She's the director of Women's Forum Australia and her latest book is Getting Real, Challenging the Sexualisation of Girls. When I met her in Canberra, I began by asking Melinda what her big concerns were in this area.
My concerns are that adult sexual concepts are seeping into girl world at a time when they're not developmentally and cognitively equipped to understand those messages. Girls are being expected to carry out pornified roles, to act in hyper-sexualized ways, and this is putting girls in danger. My concern is that we are endangering a generation of girls because we're expecting them to act like hot, sexy mini adults, and all the research shows that this is contributing to self-harming behaviours, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, poor academic performance.
Now, what exactly are you talking about? Because there's no one sort of out there that I'm aware of deliberately making this happen. But you're talking about things like advertising, are you?
No, I think it's very deliberate, actually. Mm. I think it's very deliberate. Corporations want new markets. They're targeting new markets. And they see a market in young girls and marketing adult concepts, adult products to younger girls, grooming them early for consumption, for consuming products that the girls are told will make them attractive. They'll get the house, the car, the wonderful man. They'll get all the attention they want if they buy these particular products. Those messages are being aimed now at much, much younger girls. Their childhoods are being limited, are being constricted in ways they never were before. I do believe it's actually very deliberate.
So it's a deliberate marketing strategy that you think is impinging on childhood.
Yes.
We're not letting kids just be kids.
Correct.
Yeah,
children can't be children. They're too concerned now about their appearance, about grooming, about conforming to a stereotype norm about what it is to be a young girl or a young woman. They're obsessed about their weight. They're spending a lot of time grooming rather than being outdoors, playing, kicking a ball, mucking around, whatever. You know, Maggie Hamilton spoke about this at the conference today, the limiting of children's imaginations. And so these things are deeply disturbing, deeply concerning. I argue that we're raising children in a culture that is toxic to their physical and emotional and mental health.
Can you give us some examples of the sort of thing you're talking about?
So sure.
These might be some of the trends that are occurring.
Yes.
What are the actual things that are happening that cause that?
The things that are happening are, for example, sexualized slogans on girls' T-shirts. One example is a T-shirt in the tween section of a department store that has a picture of a fire hydrant and it says, "I put out." Eye candy, wink wink, porn star T-shirts, sexy babe. All of these sorts of themes are now on very little girls. Underwear, pink padded bras for children, stiletto heels for children, high heels for babies, baby makeovers, pole dancing kits for children. It just goes on and on. Highly sexualized music lyrics, even CDs marketed for very little girls for birthday parties have songs that are quite aggressive and violent sexually, pussycat doll songs. The latest hit that I've heard little girls singing is Sexy Bitch. There's also a song by Lily Allen that the lyrics I probably can't repeat, but it has to do with a particular sexual act, and I've heard little girls going around singing these songs. There are just so many examples. They're getting a message that they need to behave like little prostitutes, basically, to be acceptable, to be considered worthy, rather than valuing all their other talents and abilities, their artistic abilities, their spirituality, their love for their friends, their concern for world poverty, whatever it might be. Those things aren't valued in the way that being hot and sexy and thin and attracting male attention are valued.
That's a totally inappropriate, perhaps at any age, but especially, isn't it, for children?
Yes.
I wonder, presumably some people just look at some of that stuff and see it as a bit tongue-in-cheek, a bit of a joke.
Mm.
You don't see it as a joke?
No, it's not a joke, because what it does is that it gives permission to those in society who say that children are sexual beings and that children have a right to interact in sexual ways. What it does is it removes the taboos and the boundaries that once protected children. and girls, younger and younger girls, are being repackaged as sexually available. So all of these hypersexualized messages that we're wallpapering society with send a message that girls are fair game. Girls are up for it. Girls want it. Girls want it. They may look innocent, but really, you know, there's this sort of inner slut waiting to come out. That is the messaging. And this is harmful. And all the research again shows this is endangering, putting girls in danger, endangering their health and their well-being, their physical safety. We're seeing a rise now of child-on-child sexual assault in the schoolyard. Girls aren't even safe going to school. They're being approached for sexual acts in the schoolyard. They are being assaulted. And what we're seeing in many of the sexual assaults that have taken place in the last year or two is an acting out of the scripts of pornography. It's often a gang situation. It's isolating a girl, tricking her to meet the boys. And then it always involves multiple sexual acts, but it's always filmed. That's the key. It's always filmed because these boys want to share it with their mates. They want to post it online. They want to sell the DVD to their mates. It has to be filmed. And often, for example, a recent case, the girl who was attacked by a group of boys was told, smile like you're enjoying it. Just classic behavior born out of, groomed by pornography, trained by pornography to treat girls as basically service stations for boys.
Doesn't say much in terms of how far we've moved in terms of feminist aims and goals. Presumably feminists are aghast at all this, are they?
Well, there's different strands of feminism. There's a strand of feminism that unfortunately thinks that raunch culture is a good thing, that this is somehow a sign of liberation, that girls are now free to wrap their legs around a pole and flash their breasts in public and act girls gone wild style. They have presented this as somehow freeing and liberating for girls and women. Fortunately, there's a strand of feminism that I'm closer to. My book is published by a feminist publisher, which says, well, no, this isn't empowering. This is false empowerment, a false freedom that shows a victory of the sex industry, of the porn industry, in getting girls to participate in their own objectification and somehow thinking that's empowering. Getting girls to do all the things that these men have wanted for a long time and somehow wrapping it up as a wonderful act of liberation. There's a brilliant chapter in my book by Betty McClellan which takes apart this false notion that the feminists have led us to this. What she does is she looks at the way that the movement for she examines the way the movement for women's freedom and equality was overtaken by the so-called sexual revolution. And basically the messages of the sex industry and pornography overtook the real authentic movement for women's equality. And so now freedom has been twisted and has come to mean girls acting in hypersexualized ways, usually for the benefit of men.
Those of us who are fathers of daughters find this pretty disturbing.
Yeah.
And we don't know many men who are really in favour of any of this. So how do you think we got to this stage?
How did we get to this stage? I wonder that. I mean, the more I expose myself to these messages, to pornography on the internet, to sites which encourage criminal acts of violence against women and girls, the more I've come across bondage and torture sites or sites that tell boys to get their girlfriends drunk and then send in the photos and the film clips of the girl's sexual violation, you do have to wonder, how has it come to this? I think we've seen a real failure of regulatory bodies. We've seen a failure of government to recognise the harm. I also think it shows a victory for those that seem to think that free speech should mean hate speech against women. I think my opponents certainly have been able to win the upper ground by arguing that this is protected speech, it's free speech, and it's somehow liberating and good, and that people like myself want to turn Australia into North Korea, that I'm really doing the Taliban's work for them. They've kind of won that, but I want to say to them, why are those sites okay? Why is a site encouraging boys to get girls drunk and rape them and then send in their picture? Why is that okay? Why should that be protected?
So there are limits to what freedom of speech, presumably
freedom
most people
speech.
Would say, there's a limit to what we think is a good aspect of that.
Freedom of speech should not mean inciting crimes of violence, rape, sexual assault of women and girls. Surely freedom of speech should stop when women and girls are the victims of that. It's not about free speech, it's more about hate speech, inciting criminal acts against women and girls. As I said today, when you're viewing these sites, you're actually looking at crime scenes evidence. That's the language we should be using, crime scenes evidence online, freely available. And I prefer to call these so-called civil libertarians sexual assault libertarians. That's what they are. They're liberal about sexual assault. That's the reality of much of the material that is out there.
So you're talking about justice, really, for fairness, safety, those sorts of things. How do you get your message across without being just pigeonholed as being prudish or somehow a wowser?
Those kind of labels are just really so lazy, and they're usually given to me by those who just don't want to engage my arguments. It's just such a cop-out, and I just like to think that the work stands on its own merits. The book is not a prudish book. you read the book, there's a diversity of voices in there, and the book is by people who actually really value sex. They really value sex. They think a lot of it. And they think that it's actually being demeaned and undermined. It's no longer about intimacy and true connection. It's about, you know, basically treating girls as crash test dummies for boys, you know. So it's not, I don't even like to spend a lot of time defending the labels, because I think the labels are just such rubbish anyway, and I prefer to keep my eye on the main game. I think the work stands on its merits, let the work speak for itself, you know.
And do you imagine that there's a spiritual element to all of this? Is there a sign of a spiritual bankruptcy in a culture that can allow this sort of thing to happen?
Yeah, I do. I really do. I think there's obviously the physical harm, there's a psychological, mental harm, emotional harm. There is spiritual harm. There is a coarsening, a cheapening, I think, that is being reflected in these behaviours. There's something really sick at the soul of society. I think there's a spiritual vacuum, a spiritual emptiness. There's a craving for connection and intimacy, a craving for, a real depth in relationships and interactions with people. That has all been set aside. It's been stomped on, really, by just this coarse, sort of raw genital approach to sexuality, ignoring all of the other aspects of sexuality. And young people especially are ripped off by that. Girls are being ripped off. They're telling me they're feeling pretty ripped off. They're looking for intimacy and connection, and they're getting sexually assaulted at a weekend party. I do believe that there is a spiritual element to this as well, a deep coarsening and a harshness that has entered the fabric of society.
Linda Tankard-Reese, thanks so much for your work and for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you.